First, you may able sorry, you may be able to tell a difference in recording quality. We are outside today and outside the doctor's office. My grandma had to go in for a checkup on her toe. May need to chop it off still, but don't know yet. Because today is my normal recording day, I was either going to do it yesterday or tomorrow. Yesterday, time just got away from me and I couldn't do it. And tomorrow, surprise, I have a doctor's appointment super early in the morning and not sure if I'll be able to record anything else. Gonna try. But I don't know. Today's rant is publishing. It's not really a publishing rant, but it's where I'm at with one of my stories. Earlier, I ranted and talked my way through a writer's block for courting his mate. And I'm getting closer to the end. I have set a very tentative publishing date. I'm hoping to have it out and done by March 14th. Scary thought, but yeah, I'm hoping for March. The audiobook would follow soon after, hopefully. Maybe. What I'm having the issue now, I can publish it through Kindle, and it would be like a normal book. But there's also this new program that I want to try. It's also by Amazon and Kindle. It's called Kindle Vella. It's jumping. This new program jumps on the new app craze where you can read a story chapter by chapter. They call it serialized, kind of like, the only thing coming to me, back in the day with, old radio shows where you got like an episode a week. That's kind of what Vella does, only you have to, instead of paying for the book all at once, you pay chapter by chapter, to where you end up, the reader spends, I think, less money than they would if they bought the book outright. But a lot of people, at least with the other apps like Dream, or there's one that starts with a W. Anyway, we're going to use Dream as the example because it's the only one I have any experience with. Excuse me. On the Dream app, when the authors publish, a lot of the time they haven't finished writing their story. So you can go a couple of weeks in between with having nothing to read in that specific story. And I really think that's where they get you, because you got to sit and find something else to read while you're waiting for the author to update. I personally wouldn't do that because it drives me nuts, which is why I'm wanting to finish this story before, you know, I put it on Vella if I choose to go through with the Vella program. It's new. Yes, it's a fad. But with Amazon doing it, I think it's going to be one of those fads that are like here to stay. And, you know, after I was just reading some of the little guidelines. After it's been up for 30 days, I can take it off of Vella and move it to a long form book. Like, I can put it in the actual Kindle program and people can buy it as a whole book, as long as I put on a disclaimer, you know, this book was previously published on Kindle Vella under the title. That way, you know, readers don't have to pay twice for the same book they already have. Okay, that doesn't seem too bad. And really, before I looked it up today, I had looked it up once before, and they've obviously made changes because the program is like super new, almost infantile at this point. And before, when I looked it up, we could not post it anywhere in long form if it was in the Vella program. And that would also include my brain just died. That would also include audiobook form. And before last year, that would not have bugged me. But last year I started turning my books into audiobooks, and you know, it really wasn't for the sales. It was, honestly, my dad's a trucker, and he listens to more books than he can read. So I broke down, turned some of my books into audiobook for him to listen to on these nice long rides, and I'm starting to get into a groove, or at least get to where I'm liking doing the audiobooks. So, you know, why not put it in multiple formats and put them up for sale? I mean, if I put it through the Kindle program and it turns out I can't do the audiobook form, or I can't do the audiobook for a couple of months, like after I have to wait out the 30 days or whatever it ends up actually being, if I have to wait for that time period to turn it into long book form to put it in the audiobook form, I could do that. Or I could just bypass the headache of everything and put it in long book form, which is a thing I could do. But going back to the Kindle Vella thing, if it's Amazon trying to keep up with apps like Dream, and Dream does their shit by, you know, chapter by chapter, but also with Dream, the authors tend to be younger, like they're first starting out, or they don't really speak English that well, and they're, you know, trying to write the book in English versus their native tongue. Yeah, so the authors have a lot of issues, and you can tell they're on the younger side because the books aren't as polished as something that you would normally find on a regular Kindle or whatever platform you choose to read your ebooks on, or even, you know, print and traditional publishing. The books on Dream just tend to be more amateurish. So I'm assuming the Kindle Vella program is going to be very similar in that vein. And I'm going to pause here because I have people coming towards me. Sorry, we had to move the car across the parking lot for her to get an x-ray. And I don't remember where I was. I think the Kindle Vella program has higher expectations because it is Amazon and it is a Kindle product. So I think in general, stories are going to be more high quality and not necessarily geared toward more of the amateur writers. But I love that sound. Sorry. I've got air brakes going off in the background. And the stories that I find on Dream are definitely a little more amateur. They're, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're trying to figure out their way and where they're going as a writer and everything. So, you know, it's cool. Some of the stories are really good. Some of them, not so much, but, you know, that's going to happen. I think the story, courting his mate, would fit in really well with something like Dream, except for, you know, because it's me and I'm psycho and I have to fully edit and polish everything as much as I can. It will be more one of the higher quality stories on the list, but and I always thought it would be cool, you know, to have like a serialized thing. I don't know what that was, but okay. So I just don't know if I want to publish as a Kindle, directly as a Kindle book, or if I want to do the Kindle Vella program, and I still don't know. Because back when the Kindle Vella first came out, which was like a couple of months ago, you could not turn the book into a long-form book. And that was the one thing that was, you know, stopping me. Like, if the book didn't do well with Kindle Vella, I was going to go ahead and put it in long form. But I couldn't do it at that point. Now, a couple months have passed and they've revised their system and shit, so you can do that. So, even if I do put it in the Kindle Vella, it is nice to have that option to go back to long book form. But, you know, with, like, everything that's new, I am worried about it. And I'm not really worried, I'm more nervous because it's something new. I don't know if it'll work or quite how it will work out. But now that I have the option that if I don't want it in the Vella program, I can go back to just the standard long book form, I can. It definitely makes the Vella program more appealing. So I don't know. I think that's what I want to do. But, you know, in a couple hours, I may talk myself out of it. Like, I'm talking myself into doing the Kindle Vella program right now. I don't know. And like I said, either way, it's going to be put in a audiobook form and shipped off to Missouri. But it would be nice to put that on Audible. I just think I have to wait a little longer to see if I can put it on Audible, or if I have to wait for it to come out of the 30-day Kindle Vella program thing. And I'm not sure how that would work. Is it 30 days, the story, does the 30 days count from the second you put the first chapter up? Or is it 30 days from when the last chapter goes up? And really with my book, I guess because I want to finish it and have it done before I post it, it would go up at the same time, all in one day, versus, you know, people uploading and waiting to post a week later, which, you know, drives me insane. So I would have it all up at once. So that really wouldn't matter. And then I've also got to figure in time zone, because time zones are a pain in the ass and they, like, rule my life. Is it from the second I put it up my time, or is it like their time? And sorry, pausing again, we have to move the car for a third time. Okay, where was I? Technically, and with like the way the time zones work and shit, whatever time zone it is whatever time I put it up. But I forget things. You know, I forget what time I posted. And does it count? Like, I could post it at, you know, say 12 my time, but it's not actually up and listed and searchable for a couple of hours, maybe a couple of days in a couple of hours. So when does that 30-day countdown start? You know, I hate time. I just hate time. It is an annoying concept. Probably one of the most annoying concepts humans have ever come up with. But that's something to worry about down the road. Right now, do I do Kindle Vella, or do I do just regular straight up publishing? I don't know. Like I said before, the Vella program will, I mean, the story lends itself well to a program like Vella, or, you know, posting it on Dream or something, but I don't know. And I'm really sorry for the music in the background. Big thing here is they take popular music and put it in the Hawaiian language, you know. Sometimes it turns out really cool, sometimes not so much. Like a few seconds ago, they were playing a Elvis Presley song, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out which one it was. Because they had changed it so much with the background instruments as well as the language, and somebody was trying to impersonate Elvis, which was the only clue I had that it was an Elvis song. I could barely make out the tune, and the name of it just flew right out of my head. Now I've got to go listen to Elvis to get it back. So I think I'm going to try the Kindle Vella program. You know, I got to try it at least once. See how well it goes, and then go from there. I'm hoping again to have this done and out by March 14th. Mainly so I can say I am done with the book. Because I'm at that point, I'm just so done, ready to send it off into the world and let it go. Which means I would take a break for a month or two before I start the audiobook. That way I can get some love for the story back, because right now I'm just so done. I think a large part of it is I got stuck on it for so long and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. And now I'm so tired of thinking about it, you know? I'm just so done with the story, and I still love it deep down somewhere. I still love it. A good story. I just I'm at the point I am ready, mindset, what I am ready to publish. I just need to get there physically with the story. I only have a couple chapters left. It shouldn't be that hard, you know? Now that I've set a date to have it done, I'm hoping that soon the love for the story comes back so I can have the motivation to sit down and write it. Something has clicked because I have been writing in that story more in the past 2 or 3 days, so I'm getting there. I'm just so exhausted from thinking about it. Okay, so March 14th, I'm going to have Courting His Mate out, hopefully. And that apparently appears to be the final title, or at least I've not given it any more thought. I like the title. I don't know what I'm going to do for a cover. But, you know, yeah, there's a bonus for me. If I do the Kindle Vella program, they have covers, but they're like, the requirement sizes on it are like super small, so you can't do much with a cover for it to be legible. So, that's like right up my alley, because I suck at doing covers. So, yay! If I go the Vella route, and I think I am going to go the Vella route, so I'll just have to worry about making an actual cover later. You know, a couple months down the road, then I'll worry about that, I guess. I'll have to come up with a cover for the audiobook, but again, sizes for the audiobook covers are really small. And I personally like minimalistic covers, you know, but apparently the rest of the world doesn't. And I just gotta come up with something that I like that the rest of the world will like, apparently. And that is so much fun. And you can hear how much fun it is by my voice. It's not really that much fun, honestly. But it's something we gotta do for the things we love, I guess. Sure. So, well, I'm gonna end the rant because we'll be leaving the doctor office, x-ray office, and pharmacy soon. Hopefully. It's crazy we have to go to 3 different places, but, you know, hey. So, we're going to do the Kindle Vella program. March 14th. At the very least, Chapter 1 will be posted. And see, again, I'm basing all this off of that I can actually upload the full book and they just, you know, sell it chapter by chapter. Because I've not done this. I don't know how exactly it's going to work, but give it a try, figure it out along the way, and there will 9 times out of 10 be a rant about me uploading to the Kindle Vella program, because uploading to Kindle in general is a massive pain in the ass. And that is also where you get, you know, the, like, couple hours to day wait time just to see if, like, Kindle approves of the story. Like, they do a check, you know, if you're uploading to, like, well, ebooks, you know, they have to make sure everything lines up right on the page and the pages don't look funny. You want to make sure it looks like it's formatted right to you, so it hopefully would format to the other devices that people use. And it goes through this, but it, once you upload it, it runs through this check. And no matter how long or how short this check is, it takes like half an hour or more just to format it so you can see what it would look like on another screen. Like, once you upload it, it goes into this formatting for your screen and other devices so you can have a preview of what it would look like on the Kindle tablet, another tablet, your phone, computer. We authors go through so much hell formatting the book before we want to upload it in general that we have, the fact that we have to spend a couple extra hours waiting for the preview to pop up on our screen before we can hit publish is insane. And once you upload it and you get to that preview spot, there's nothing else you can do. Like, you have to sit and wait for that to pop up before you can move on. And you think it would be a quick check, you know, because you've already sat and formatted it to upload. It should be perfect. No. Somewhere between Microsoft Word and uploading it to the website, something happens. Like, the words decide they're going to completely forget what they were formatted, what sizes, and, you know, where we took the page breaks, and they're going to do some funky looking crap on the preview page. That means you have to go back to Microsoft Word or whatever program you use. Microsoft Word is awesome. I love it. But you have to go back to Microsoft Word, reformat it to hopefully add up on the preview again, so you can go through the preview process again. And just, you know, keep that back and forth until you get it right. And you can finally hit publish. But once you hit publish, it still takes like a couple of hours to, I think the longest it, the longest the website says is like 3 days, I think. For me, it takes, you know, 24 to 48 hours, I think. But, or at least I think that's the longest I ever had to wait. But it's not ready immediately. You know, so it just, the uploading process takes away some of the joy of being able to hit that publish button, you know. And I really didn't mean for this to be a rant about the publishing process. I'm just trying to decide if I want to go through with the Vella program or not. And as it is part of the publishing process, you know, other things happen. Jeez. Sorry, been talking too much today. So yeah, I'm seriously going to end this now. We're going through with the Kindle Vella publishing program, at the very least, for this one story. See how it works. A couple months later, it's going to have the audiobook form. And then hopefully I can just move my focus to another story. I've got 3 or 4 of them that are almost ready. And I will start the publishing headache all over again. Sounds good. All right. Thanks for listening to the rant. Have a good night.